Chisholm Math Minutes, a podcast for Mrs. Penner's 8th grade math class. I'm Cindy Penner, your 8th grade math teacher. This is episode 2. Join me as I share with you the rules for adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing integers. I will teach you a couple of songs that will help you to remember these rules. We have learned the rules for adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing positive and negative numbers, called integers. Sometimes, once we have learned the rules for all of them, we begin to forget which rules were which. I would like to review them with you now. First, check to see what operation you are doing with the numbers. If it is addition, then look at the signs of the two numbers being added. If they are the same, both positive or both negative, then you simply add the numbers together, ignoring the signs, and keep the same sign as the two numbers were to begin with. There's a song we learned to help us remember this. It goes like this. When finding the sum, if the signs are the same, the sign of the sum is the same as the signs. Now you try. When finding the sum, if the signs are the same, the sign of the sum is the same as the signs. When finding the sum, if the signs are the same, the sign of the sum is the same as the signs. For example, when adding negative 2 plus negative 5, since the signs are both negative, we add 2 plus 5, which is 7, and then keep the negative sign. So the answer is negative 7. When adding two numbers which have different signs, you subtract the numbers or find the difference, ignoring the sign, and keep the sign of the larger number. The song we learned for this one goes like this. When signs are different, find the difference and keep the sign of the larger number. Here we go again. When signs are different, find the difference and keep the sign of the larger number. When signs are different, find the difference and keep the sign of the larger number. For example, when adding negative 8 plus 3, since one sign is positive and the other is negative, we subtract 8 minus 3, which is 5, and then keep the negative sign, since 8 is larger than 3, and it is negative. A short, quick way to be reminded what to do when you are adding numbers is to say, if the signs are the same, find the sum. If the signs are different, find the difference. Same, sum. Different, difference. Now, if the operation is subtraction, then you first need to change the subtraction to addition, but also change the number right after the subtraction sign to its opposite. That means if you are subtracting 9 minus negative 4, you rewrite as 9 plus and change the negative 4 to a positive 4. So now it reads 9 plus 4, which is 13. If the problem were negative 7 minus 10, you would write it as negative 7 plus negative 10. Now, using our addition rules, we see that the signs are the same. They're both negative. So we simply add 7 plus 10, giving us 17, and keep the negative sign. So negative 17 is our answer. At the point when you've changed it to addition, you go back to the addition rules that we learned before.
With multiplication
same
and division,
signs, find
you
the
only
sum.
Look to
different
see
signs,
if the signs of
the numbers
difference.
Are the same or different. If they're the same, the answer is always positive. And if they are different, the answer is always negative. If a positive number was represented by love and a negative number was represented by hate, then we could say, if you love to love, like multiplying positive times positive, then you are really loving. In other words, the answer is positive too. If you love to hate, like multiplying positive times negative, you are really hating, which represents a negative answer. The same is true if you hate to love. If you hate to hate, what you are really doing is loving, just like negative times negative is positive. If you would rather use a different analogy, you can say the first positive or negative number is a good guy or a bad guy, and the second positive or negative number is coming to town or leaving town. When a good guy comes to town, it is a good or positive thing. When a good guy leaves town, or a bad guy comes to town, it is a bad or negative thing. And when a bad guy leaves town, it is also a good or positive thing for the community. So positive times positive and negative times negative are always positive answers. But a positive times a negative and a negative times a positive are always negative answers. Remember these tips and you will do fine. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Chisholm Math Minutes. Please subscribe so that you will be informed as soon as the next episode becomes available.